听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 8。Now let's listen to the radio. This is a program called Great Cooks. It's about cooking. Teresa Sanchez is interviewing a famous cook. His name's Claude Mignot. Listen.
Well, Claude, thank you for letting us visit your kitchen.
It's my pleasure.
What are you cooking?
Today, I'm cooking an omelette.
Oh, it smells delicious. What did you put in it?
Some mushrooms, onions, and tomatoes.
The recipe sounds wonderful, and it seems easy. Oh, bless you. Are you catching a cold?
Maybe. I should take a vacation.
You look a little tired.
I feel fine, but I started working at 6 this morning.
You seem busy. Why so early?
Well, I have to go shopping. Cooks work very hard.
Well, I can see that. The food looks delicious.
Thank you.
Now, taste this.
Oh, it tastes fabulous, and it looks beautiful.
Would you like a glass of wine?
I'd love one. Thank you. Well, Claude, I hope you'll feel better soon.
Me too. To your health.
And to yours, Claude.
Now, let's make some sentences. I say, look beautiful. And you say,
it looks beautiful.
Or I say, smell delicious. And you say,
it smells delicious.
Ready? Look beautiful.
It looks beautiful.
Smell delicious.
It smells delicious.
Seem difficult.
It seems difficult.
Taste great.
It tastes great.
Smell bad.
It smells bad.
Sound easy.
It sounds easy.
Feel right.
It feels right.
Look fabulous.
It looks fabulous.
Seem easy.
It seems easy.
Smell great.
It smells great.
Sound wonderful.
It sounds wonderful.
Taste terrible.
It tastes terrible.
Feel good.
It feels good.
Jeff and his mother have a lot to do. Listen to their conversation.
How was the rehearsal?
I had to work very hard.
Dinner should be ready in a few minutes. I have to make special dinners for your father now. He's on a diet. Oh, I have to give him his medicine.
You look tired. What did you do today?
I had to do a lot of errands. First, I had to go to the grocery store and buy things for dinner. Then I had to buy some medicine for your father. Then I had to return some books to the library.
Now let's answer some questions about them. I say, did Jeff have to buy some things for dinner? And you say,
no, he didn't.
I say, did Mrs. Bennett have to buy some medicine? And you say,
yes, she did.
Now let's begin. Did Jeff have to buy some things for dinner?
No, he didn't.
Did Mrs. Bennett have to buy some medicine?
Yes, she did.
Did Mrs. Bennett have to go to rehearsal?
No, she didn't.
Did Jeff have to make a special dinner?
No, he didn't.
Did Mrs. Bennett have to buy a golf club?
No, she didn't.
Did Mrs. Bennett have to give her husband his medicine?
Yes, she did.
Did Jeff have to return some books to the library?
No, he didn't.
Did Mrs. Bennett have to return some books?
Yes, she did.
Did Mrs. Bennett have to do a lot of errands?
Yes, she did.
Did they both have to take care of Mr. Bennett?
Yes, they did.
Now let's talk some more about what Jeff and his mother had to do. Mrs. Bennett says,
I had to make a special dinner.
I say, what did she have to do? And you say,
she had to make a special dinner.
Jeff says,
I had to work very hard.
I say, what did he have to do? And you say,
he had to work very hard.
Ready? Let's begin.
I had to make a special dinner.
What did she have to do?
She had to make a special dinner.
I had to work very hard.
What did he have to do?
He had to work very hard.
I had to give my husband his medicine.
What did she have to do?
She had to give her husband his medicine.
I had to go to rehearsal.
What did he have to do?
He had to go to rehearsal.
I had to do a lot of errands.
What did she have to do?
She had to do a lot of errands.
I had to visit my father.
What did he have to do?
He had to visit his father.
I had to return some books to the library.
What did she have to do?
She had to return some books to the library.
I had to buy some medicine for my husband.
What did she have to do?
She had to buy some medicine for her husband.
I had to buy a golf club for my father.
What did he have to do?
He had to buy a golf club for his father.
I had to buy things for dinner.
What did she have to do?
She had to buy things for dinner.
Now let's listen to this conversation. Jeff and Tom are talking on the telephone.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff. This is Tom. I got your letter yesterday. Things sound great. How's your mother?
She's fine, thanks. Of course, she has a lot to do.
I'm sure. And so do you.
Yes, but I'm doing fine. I'm handling everything pretty well. In fact, I had a great conversation with my dad yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. He told me all about the family. They were a tough bunch, let me tell you.
Were they?
Absolutely. My great-great-grandfather had to leave Ireland. He had to leave when he was 16. He never saw his parents again.
He never saw them again?
No. And he had to work very hard. He built bridges. He worked on steamships. And my great-grandmother had a laundry. She also had 5 children.
Really?
Her brother moved west. He owned a ranch. He had to defend the land.
Against outlaws?
Right. Even my grandfather had to work hard. He had to work 2 jobs to support his family. He put 3 children through school. My father had to go to school at night. He had to work during the day.
Wow! It's quite a family. You must be proud.
Yes, I'm very proud of all of them.
Now let's talk about Jeff's family. I say things that are wrong. For example, I say, they didn't have to work very hard, did they? And you say,
yes, they had to work very hard.
I say, they weren't a tough bunch, were they? And you say,
yes, they were a tough bunch.
Ready? Let's begin. They didn't have to work very hard, did they?
Yes, they had to work very hard.
They weren't a tough bunch, were they?
Yes, they were a tough bunch.
His great-great-grandfather didn't have to leave Ireland, did he?
Yes, he had to leave Ireland.
He wasn't 16 when he left, was he?
Yes, he was 16 when he left.
His great-grandmother didn't have a laundry, did she?
Yes, she had a laundry.
His great-grandmother didn't have a lot of children, did she?
Yes, she had a lot of children.
She didn't have to start a business, did she?
Yes, she had to start a business.
Jeff's grandfather didn't have two jobs, did he?
Yes, he had two jobs.
He didn't have to work more than one job, did he?
Yes, he had to work two jobs.
He didn't have to put three children through school, did he?
Yes, he had to put three children through school.
Jeff's father didn't have to go to school at night, did he?
Yes, he had to go to school at night.
He didn't have to work during the day, did he?
Yes, he had to work during the day.
This is the end of Lesson 8.